It was slaughter. Even though our flank was outnumbered 5-1, they kept coming without faltering, even when they had to climb over the drift of bodies and parts of bodies that piled up high, parallel to our flank. The ground between us was slick red with torn blood. All God's children got hemoglobin. And like the teddy bears, their guts looked pretty much like guts to my untrained eye. My helmet reverberated with hysterical laughter while we slashed them to gory chunks, and I almost didn't hear Cortez.
"Hold your fire." I said, "Hold it, goddammit. Catch a couple of the bastards. They won't hurt you."
I stopped shooting, and eventually so did everybody else. When the next Torin jumped over the smoking pile of meat in front of me, I dove to try to tackle him around those spindly legs. It was like hugging a big slippery balloon. When I tried to drag him down, he popped out of my arms and kept running. We managed to stop one of them by the simple expedient of piling half a dozen people on top of him. By that time, the others had run through our line and were headed for the row of large cylindrical tanks that Cortez had said were probably for storage. A little door had opened in the base of each one.
"We've got our prisoner," Cortez shouted. "Kill!"
They were 50 meters away and running hard, difficult targets. Lasers slashed around them, bobbing high and low. One fell, sliced in two, but the others, about 10 of them, kept going and were almost to the doors when the grenadiers started firing. They were still loaded with 500 mic bombs, but a near miss wasn't enough. The concussion would just send them flying, unhurt, in their bubbles.
"The buildings! Get the fucking buildings!"
The grenadiers raised their aim and let fly, but the bombs only seemed to scorch the white outside of the structures, until by chance one landed in a door. That split the building just as if it had a seam. The two halves popped away, and a cloud of machinery flew into the air, accompanied by a huge pale flame that rolled up and disappeared in an instant. Then the others all concentrated on the doors, except for pot shots at some of the Torrens, not so much to get them as to blow them away before they could get inside. They seemed awfully eager. All this time, we were trying to get the Torrens with laser fire while they weaved and bounced around trying to get into the structures. We moved in as close to them as we could without putting ourselves in danger from the grenade blasts, yet too far away for good aim.